right now, I'll tell you someplace else that is a beautiful drive throughout the entire country is Iowa. They've got a lot of pretty farmland there and a lot of great people, including Morgan, that's on the show with us right now. Welcome to the show, Morgan.
Hey, thank you. Well, hello.
Good.
Thank you for answering my question.
All right, sure.
So, I have a water heater that I figure it's about 20 years old if I read the serial number right. And it keeps popping the reset button. And I'm trying to decide if I should go ahead and try to find the expense to replace it and find somewhere to do with the old water heater, or go ahead and replace the heating elements, which I'm having a hard time finding the size. It's 1 3/8, and all I'm finding is 1-inch threads.
I see. Well, I tell you what, this is a pretty easy one. I would really replace that unit. You know, life expectancy on those things are around 12 years, so you've certainly gotten your money out of it, and I would go ahead and replace it. And there's a lot of good reason for that. You know, when you have a water heater represents about 13% of your total utility bill. So that's still fairly significant. To buy a new one, which will be fairly reasonable, you would be able to get it installed, and immediately you're going to start saving money. So that certainly is what I would suggest on that. And, you know, you hear a lot about the tankless water heaters. I would consider that, but it's still a significant amount more and cost to have that particular tankless than having a traditional one. So I would just get a traditional tank unit, put it right where that one is, and you'll immediately be saving money.
Okay.
All right. Well, good, Morgan. Well, thanks for being a part of the show. And if we can help you on anything else, just let us know.
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely.